Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I showcase the Old Vic Theatre on the Cut in Waterloo, London, during the audio described performance of Oedipus, which took place on Monday the 10th of March. The show runs until March the 29th and lasts for 1 hour and 40 minutes without an interval. I also preview the next show, The Brightening Air, that runs from April the 10th until June the 14th, with audio described performances on the 30th and 31st of May 2025. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. The promotional material for Oedipus states, "Vengeance will be taken on the killer, and then the land will be clean. The contamination will be washed away, and the rains will come, and the people will be healed." It's a cold case, but according to the oracle, if the murderer of old King Laius is found and punished, then all will be well. The people turn to their new king Oedipus and the man who solved the riddle of the Sphinx to hunt down the perpetrator and bring salvation. He vows to succeed, whatever the cost, and so begins an unstoppable pursuit of the truth through a harrowing labyrinth of fear and love. Material ends. The Old Vic is a fabulous venue full of character and history that present a wide range of popular entertainment to suit all tastes throughout the year. They excel at making your visit inclusive and accessible, and are a real standout in London, their access provision and putting the customer first. Danny Crone, the access lead, and her team are well trained and will do whatever they can to assist and make your visit more enjoyable. As with every production at the venue, there's a touch store for every audio-described performance which takes place. For Oedipus and every performance, the participants, 12 for this show, gathered in the foyer. Seating is reserved by the box office, and everyone is then led by the access team onto the stage, where, in this circumstance, we were greeted by describers Megan Smith, who did the audio description for the Relax performance, and Ros Chalmers, who did the audio description for this performance, who delivered an overview of the play and setup of the stage. We explored the space and various props and costumes, and were able to touch and feel everything on offer and ask questions. Actors Indira Varma playing Jocasta and Nicholas Khan playing Creon came along and discussed their characters and chatted with everybody in attendance. This experience really goes to great lengths to embellish the understanding and clarity of the show and allow all those with sight loss issues the ability to engage in the play better and follow all the action with ease. And the front of house team make this experience better with their guiding and interaction and all the help available. This lasts around 30 minutes, allowing a lot of time after to relax or gain refreshment before taking your seat in the auditorium for an audio introduction delivered through the infrared headset that's available from the cloakroom 15 minutes before the start of the show that sets you up with all you need to know. The Old Vic's production of Oedipus, that was approximately 1 hour and 30 minutes without an interval, was a very unique and different interpretation, utilising half dramatic presentation and half energetic dance performance from a skilled ensemble, and was an extremely visual affair with original artistic staging and lots of character interaction and an adrenaline rush of choreography to complement the main narrative. All of this was skillfully made accessible by a stellar description from audio describer Ros Chalmers, who came in at all the right moments, illustrating and punctuating all we needed to hear to bring every dance movement to life with articulate language, never repeating a word and making everything so much clearer as a result. The Old Vic is a really welcoming venue that's a joy to spend time in. As you enter the foyer, an open space with a few steps is in front of you, with a bar on your right, and the box office, seating, lift to downstairs toilets, and entrance to the auditorium is a few steps up right ahead of you. Please do feedback your experience, good or bad, to the front of house team. The Old Vic make two audio-described performances and touch tours available for each production, one in the evening and a second during the relaxed performance matinee on a Saturday afternoon. The next play is The Brightening Air, which is a new play by Conor McPherson. This runs from the 10th of April until the 14th of June 2025. How much of living is really just forgetting? The family home is more than merely a building. It can be a destination of pilgrimage, an inherited investment, a repository of memory, or even magic. And for brother and sister, Stephen, Brian Gleeson, and Billy, Rosie Sheehy, home is all they have. Mucking along in their decaying farmhouse, they're doing just fine. That is, until the arrival of an ex-clergyman uncle, Sean McGinley, with an unscrupulous plan. A sister-in-law, Hannah Morrish, seeking a miracle, and a prodigal brother hell-bent on trouble, Chris O'Dowd. The Brightening Air is an entrancing tale of fate, family, and unseen forces in 1980s Ireland. This will be audio described for you on Friday the 30th of May at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 5:30 p.m. and again on Saturday the 31st of May during the relaxed performance at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 12 noon. Access rates are available. To book tickets or for any questions you may have, you can email the box office, and that's box.office@oldvictheatre.com, or you can call 0344 871 7628. For full access information and future listings, etc., you can visit oldvictheatre.com. If you've not attended an audio-described performance or touch tour at the Old Vic yet, I really do recommend you checking it out for yourself. To find out what else is showing in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or myzidescription.co.uk, and for cinema, Accessible Screenings UK. .co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented, and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented, and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.